Shir Samaches Mesach Shabbos by the Rosh Hashiva, 10th Shir in Pirkei Matznia, continued. Tes Tammuz Etov Shemem Ches, June 24, 1988, on Friday, continued.
Without you, you don't say it. Meich Hatei say it. And you can say it. Assumes like that. As it of a problem. Where did you see in the Rambam? The Rambam is chilek on the right path. Now, what I think the reason is because, you know, the Rambam holds the Sefer HaMitzvot, the big Sefer HaMitzvot. But the same Sefer HaMitzvot is mentioned by the Rambam just in the Akdome, together with the Akdome. Just in a epitomized form. The same Sefer HaMitzvot is mamish the same. So, in the small Sefer HaMitzvot, it is interesting. As a matter of fact, I didn't hear it from my father, so I'm not so sure, but I heard from others that Reb Chaim was once mentioned. I don't know. I heard that somebody wrote about it. Whether it's true or not, I don't know. That Reb Chaim once said that, you know, the Shita Sarama music can be makif, pay a sarosh, and it's Brian Kintau. Have you seen it? It's Brian Kintau, the Shiva. Taisa Shita is that the Aloha Dafketar applies to pay a sarosh. Pays or wash. Doesn't make any difference how you cut off the pays, with the tar or with any other instrument. Pays as of one thing. Pays as of, and so there are two things at all. One posik says, Upascon Hamuiz Galeo, another has a Pascon Hamuiz Ashkis. So it's the big Ruach in the Ashkos. Some male tar is the Ruach in the Ashkos. Racket to Hitne is not the Ruach in the Ashkos. Mashinkin pays a rosh. The Torah doesn't use the term geruach, not the term ashos. Sakifu, who is sakifu pasrech? So this says his higher malchus, im shaloi putar, with the shaver, any shaver. So his higher malchus. The Rambam shiti is different. The Rambam shiti is that he's not, it's only osea. The same aloha of the Ruach in Ishash Chosin, the Torah mentions the Gabi, is as often applies to Pesach. We learn how to learn from there. So someone, then the Rambam says, even if he uses sitar, but Kabbalah is Ikneno, that if he lives 40 Sairas, so then he's allowed to cut off even with the rest of the Sairas. So somebody wanted to mention kules, we got the payers, I mean, you can cut off the payers, this, I mean, in other words, as long as you live for desires, so Reb Chaim didn't like it. And Reb Chaim said that in regard to the Yisra of payers as okay. So there is, of course, if you do it, you live for desires, and they call it the Rambam, if you are covered off completely. So then there is no Yisra, but it's not a nice thing. Because the Rambam emphasizes every time, that's what I read, the name of Chaim. I have Sveikis, I mean whether Reb Chaim said something like that. So that Reb Chaim said, why does the Rambam always emphasize Shalei Lahash Derech Kumri Abi Chachovi Moyer Shalei Lahash Chesis Teis Pays Azokim, Pays Rosh. The Picho Rosotor. The Rambam Mirenibuchim gives Taina Mitzvahs follow up, but in the Chazoko, does he mention the Taina? Mirenibuchim, he gives Taina. But here, it is apparently the Yisrael Hashkosas, Pays Azokim, Pays Rosh is an exception. Every time he mentions it in the Chazoko, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, so here too, Shalei Lahashkis, Shalei Lahakiv, Why does he emphasize? The answer is, besides the Yisera. So that means that if you are marked the payers, that means you don't have the Tzura Vitri. Yisera, no Yisera. You don't have the Tzura Vitri. I didn't hear it from my father, so I couldn't say anything that I heard from my father, so I know 100%. But this, I saw somebody.
You cannot certify this.
Yes, that somebody. You know. Someone heard from someone, isn't it? Everyone heard from Mr. Orban. You know, it's all rumors. But it's possible. It's possible. In other words, that's why the Rambam emphasized it. Not like Allah the Yisrael. But here, the Rambam emphasizes it. In other words, because the Rambam wants to say that if somebody consult the payers besides the Yisrael, it means he doesn't have the Torah, he doesn't have the Jewish Torah. So
the Pesach or the beard?
He's an essential part.
Well, the Pesach or the beard?
No, the Pesach, not beard. Not beard. Please don't have. I mean, there is. So that is it. So that's what Reb Chaim said. I didn't see it that even in the name of Chaim, he said it like the beard. I read it, he said it like a Pesach. That's just agavur. So the Rambam mentions shalul haki tula leisesemem gimu shalul haki pasreish ki kumra vizichot shenema vois hakifu pasreish leisesemem dalet shalul hashchis kol azokin ki vikichobin shenema vois hashchis es paskom. So the Rambam is master omar avon lavu naki vilavu niket lovely mashchis, the lovely mishchis. In other words, where is the Rambam counts? To Lavim, Mem Gimel and Mem Dalet, the Rambam says there should be four Lavim. Mem Gimel, Mem Dalet, Mem Hei, Mem Vav. Now, if you count four Lavim, so then you have more Tekshas Alam. But the other Machlekes, and the Mele, it will match. Anyway, according to the Machlekes between the Rambam and the Rambam, well, according to the Rambam, it's not only that Nikev is also high in Malkus. There is a special love against being a Matif, and there is a special love against being a Nikev. And according to the Rambam, there is only one love. So I think that's the reason, as to why the definition says that the Rambam is Chilik and Raivet. As Raivet says that as far as being even a love is concerned, so even without you, I see a love. But Malkus is not high without you, because it's love human rights. But love is either. The Rambam Shita is not like that, because she says. Why? Because the Rambam Shita says, who says that we have four love, one love Makif Pesach, one love against Nikif Pesach, one love Makif Pesach, one love Nikif Pesach. Some Mele. Even without Zira, there is a Nisa to be in Nikev, to have the payas cut off, to have the payas shaved. So, in the Melee, without Zira. Yeah. I think in according to the Rambam, there is only one love. So the question arises, what does that love imply? A Nisa against being a Makir, or a Nisa against being a Nikev? Now, you couldn't say that it implies a Nisa against being a Nikev. So then, why should a Makir be higher? If Reuven cuts off the payas of Shimon, Reuven is high Malkus. If the Yisr is an Yisr shaving off his own payas, so Reuven doesn't do anything, only an Indian of Reuven either. So obviously the Yisr, the essence of the Yisr is the Ma'isakon. Not to be mad, but so why do we say if Reuven is keep the payas of Shimon? Shimon, so the Rambam Shita is, Shimon sits like a dummy on the chair in the barber shop, and he doesn't cooperate. So then Shimon is not able anything. Shimon is not able anything. Only if Neva obeyed it, because he sat down on the chair, because he told the barber, the Jewish barber, you know, to it. Let's say if the Jewish barber, he managed not to be able anything. According to the Rambam Shita, he a Jew will go to a Goya Baba and they'll tell him to give him a shame and cut up the payas, and they'll sit like a dummy. He will not move his head, you know, to accommodate the Goya Baba. So the Jew will not be either any Saboteur if he sits like a
tree.
Why? Because the Nisar is a Nisar of being much patient. Why? If he's a Yeah, then he's a Yeah, and he's in a high caucus. The answer is, since it's done on my goof. So if somebody is in my Nisar or my goof, then it depends. If I sit like a dummy, I'm completely passive, I don't cooperate, so then the Maise of the person who does on my goof is not Nisiachas to me. It's not a tribute to them. But if I do cooperate and it's done on my goof, so then the mindset that the other person does on my goof is tributed to me. So that's why. Because the Yisrael is only an Yisrael of being a Mak, not in Ike. Only being a Mak, not in Ike. But if I am Isaiah, I hold the hair, I keep on this way, that way. So then the mighty barber is Nisiachas to me because he's doing it on my group, of course. Suppose Levi will sit on the barber in the barber shop on the chair, and Reuven is the barber, and Shimon will just will hold the hair for the barber. So of course Shimon will only be able to leave and nothing else. But when the Nikep himself is Nisayeya and it's done on his group, so then would say you are, so the pull is Nisiachas to him. That's the Shiva Sarah. Now let's see somebody else. Now, that's in Hilchas Nidhi, Simon Kupzad Chas, in the Dim of Chzit. So, so if somebody has to go to Tfilah, and he has, let's say, certain filth on his roof, and if it is something that a person is marked with, he senses it, he doesn't like to have it, so then it's fate. If it is something that is not marked, he doesn't care, so then it's not. So that's the basic halacha, that something that you are marked with means marked with to have it removed. You are sick, you are bothered by it, so then it's existing. Something which are not bad by it. We don't care that if it stays all the time and we will, so then it's not chitzit. So the halach is botzit shetachas as a parent chitzit. Suppose he has big nails and then in the nails he has dough. So the dough is a chitzit. But it's a parent itself, as long as it's a parent, the nails are clean, is not chitzit. So the Mechaba says in Simon Kutzad Kches, our Zifrov, Davke Botzik Shetachas Atzipirem Chaitiz, Aval Atzipirem Atzmo, Einach Tzesus, Vafilum Hoysho Deilo Vimedes Lechotich, Upirachas to Iperes Mevilavos Arim Chaitiz. But a nail, no matter how large it is, and even though it's in the cottage, it's very large, but if it's clean, if it's perfectly clean, it's no chitz. This new called the daf, so the Ramos says, new called the daf, Keshin, Tseo, Yvotzik, Tachto, Bisho, Shetov. But if there is a hill, so then it is a tzitzit. So the field is the tzitzit, not the nail itself. The name itself is not a tzitzit because that's part of the book. But then the Ramon mentions a certain the Achav for Noah, little at Sopnai, a feeling is period Achas, Nisha Biodo, Vitovlo, Sri Hot Vilachas, the Chemia, a good shadow. Ramon says, since the meaning is, the universal practice is, that women cut off their nails, we don't rely on the fact that the nails are clean. So Mele, since it's innately cut, so if she was developed before she cut off the nail, so it's a sin. Because it's universally innately cut. Now, then, there's a goy shalit, the chene. So the Taz says in Sikhavale, a goy shalit, you re, kosa bloshim ze. In Shochovali not to Ziponero Pigum Tile, Enochitzetis, of Vaji, Seychon Tit, Colmo came Tavla Hachmia, the Titel Gambates, Mishin Yepsha, shall it hay be Seychon Tit? So, for another reason, is it because very often there is Tit. Virashal had it in Jewish Marambase, the old solar Tile, Colchepi Dekes. Tachas Siponeo kin file bin shmutiti tse. Umeri chomizal kosav, the Bach, shemirale afilo in borilo shalohoye shom tseyo. Titlo kamshins. As a matter of fact, from the Russian of the Ramo, it's also mashal. Because the Ramo emphasizes, ma'achadik for noad. So it's not because of the possibility, maybe there is filth, but because it's in the concept. So calling it mixes because it's done some melee, it's not part of the group, it doesn't, it's in the bottom to the group. So melee it's a chitzit. As the Afid so melee chomiz al kadosh ni ole afil in bori lo shohoye shom tseyo tiro kam shenis shayit ole man yisrile di matzipira ni melikotze tzochei tzeyi vili dome li sari sorei. So then you ask, how about the hair? She goes to be a chitzit because this the hair of a person is not in the cottage. The Lidomeli Saris Orech, the Reva Noshim in Dalton the cottage, Mashein King Disciplinai in the Kulamis, Kate Tip, the Habach Tite in Loitictus. Because of that, there are some Hungarian Rabbonim who passed in regard to Hungarian women who still observe that practice, you know, that before the wedding, you know, she cuts off the hair completely, you know, a certain Hungarian and even Galician Jews who do it. So, in regard to them, they pass in the Jesus. So, there's a machleke, some Hungarian rabbi pass in that since it's only certain Hasidic women who do it, it's not a universal practice. So, we cannot say, in the cottage, just there. In other words, it's the Shale Amin. It's like Anshi Utsal. So, but some of them passed in regard to these women, that if she goes tefillah before, you know, the shaila arises, you know, those scholars who after the wedding they cut off all the hair, but sometimes, you know, they don't want, you know, to cut off the hair before the chuppah, you know, they have their own timing. The question is whether they can go to fill or not. The nation was as the child. Anyway, so that's based upon this Bach, because the Bach says, the Lidomeli Saris Oresh, the Reva Noshim in Dal convicted. But Mashin Kim Bitsupanayim, the Kulam cases, the Havach Tzitze in Leitixus. Somebody say, but Hungarian women, that's an ambivniat, the Hasidic women, that's an ambivniat. So, Mele, we do not say a bottle of Dayton is a problem like Hanshi Utsa, the Hanshi Utsa. And some rabbis say, Amati, I think a relation said that it's not a Hasidic because.
With long Bach, nails.
But
long nails.
No, that is the Bach is Mafia. But like Abahaya, the Hungarian women. Alright, anyway. But the Bach Shiti is also a big chumrah because most poskim are chilek. But the Bach says that in regard to Tzponayim, since Reva Noshim is Darkon Likteis, and Mele is Imid Likteis Ki Kotzus Dome, universal Imid Likteis, so Mele it is Achtetim. The Taz is Chelik on the Bach. Und Wolof Tmui, the Kol Apostkin Kostfu Kam, the Ine Elubine Baum and Little Apsonayim, the Ine Meradim, Binirali, so the Taz Paskins, the Choma Shematinu Shetzit Holi Bil Shemiz, Bishoch Holi Tutipirem, and the Kozman Shal Shimshon Bailo, Kilim Shinisker Holi Dobo, Avon Macha Shimshonisker Silach, and he says, even according to the Bach, it's also a Choma. So before she was a husband, but if she was already with the husband, so then you'll be Mitzilas Chas V'Shalom, so then you shouldn't do it. All right, then. אבל מאחים שלי הם אחמר לעצר, אפילו השם כאילו שאין זה לחומר בעלמי, ואפילו אם אין ידוע לו שלא היו שמתית וצייר, דימש מהגוי שהדורי, וצ'וס מרם דליל שצריכו, מדין את זה שניסהני כל זמן שלא ישים שם בעלו, אבל לא יחקים, ואפילו אם הוי פתדן, אני נפסנת ידוע, maybe the Rosfield, the answer is, it's not your idea, but there is a very good possibility there was no film. And Midrash say, so there are two things that are necessary to see. Rubei Makbi, but this is only Milta Makbi. And it is only a possibility in the maximum melee. We don't have to do Makbi. Midrash is in a chitze, the Rubei Makbi, El Zer Rabboni, the Milta Makbi, so you're seeing, alright. So then, בחילים שנסבור, it's a very long task, in סימן קופצה לכנס, בחילים שנסבור ליר, נטיל הסתנאים של אישו, אינו על המצרה מיני, שחמיר על עצמו, נראה לי, להוד ניסה במור בחי וחסמידה, תאגוי שרדו ומביא, נמיר התפילוסו בחלמיה, נוכן הדובו ששיפחו את הזכחובים, תגאוכי, לא דאמירה, לביכחובים שבוסים, מוקמיצווה, because all the main way that Chodim can not get hated to teach it to Chodim, at Kala Shemi, Hayne Davki Bechlameh, Avo B'Shabes V'yonte, Yimira Sheshocho Vitla Tzotunayim, Noitim Yale Bezke Chodim Shetachtach. Chodim Shemitz Vigmur Vitya Tzotunayim, the Neshem Niko, is Lom Nevato Bezhe Shvuz Damira Vichodim Shvuzi. Vizu Du Chumra Zonko, so he says, even though the Mordechai mentions that if a woman has to go through a Chalameyev, and you know, there's a Machlekes Rishonim, there is a special Yisra Rabbonon to Migalei Avmeyev, even though it's a Tzeir Chalameyev, because Shemo Yukonis Leontev Kishuminun. So that's Gilua Cholesh, Leersa, how about coming of the nails? So the Machlekes Rishonim. Some Rishonim say, nails say the Chachon didn't task. And it's a meloch in general, so it's the Tzeirach HaMeyed. And this special Yisra, the Rabbonon, because the constant removal, that only applies to Seir, not to nails. And there are more past things that it's also in nails to go to Tzeirach HaMeyed. And the Mordechai also is Chesed for the Chiteh, so he says, but in case a woman has to go through it, then according to everybody, she can tell a goye to cut off the nails. So it passes only Chalamev. But suppose she forgot she has to go till a Friday night. And she forgot to cut off the nails Friday. So then there is no heter to tell Igoye. To tell Igoye to cut off the nails. So he mentions two reasons to pass. One reason is because Chalamei for the Machlokes Rishonim, and some Rishonim say the Jew is allowed to cut off the nails. All right, the Achishes. Shavir Ochri, Tzir Tfila, even though it's not really mitzvah, because it's only Vinek, but there is a semblance of a mitzvah. Vinek, when it is all, Mashayim Kim Friday night, or Yontek night, so then there is no heter to tell the Goy to cut off the nails. Vayavir v'nochri, mokimitzi matem v'mitzi, it's only in neck. It's only in other words, it's not cheshish, it's a radim, that maybe it's in it, mixes or something. That's one reason. Then he says, there is a Another reason, that the other reason involves the bichri. He says, Bisu du chukve dosolikun. He says, if you tell the goye to cut off her nails, so she might be nirsul in a lochid reis. The chukve dosolikun. Why? So he says, Shabbat pishin is kechon mufiteches. כל מוקן איסי ישראל איס נסייר אסלו על הישמות עלו איס ידל. So it's very difficult to be with something to keep the hands and the feet, you know, like a dummy, I mean, not to accommodate. Usually, sometimes it's unintentional. If somebody cuts off your nails, it's unintentional, it's like a reflex. You bend it this way, that way. You don't even know that you do it. So then she'll be doing the lochet reis like hamaki. So if the nikev is misayaya, so the nikev is chayim malkes. So he had two gabi shabbos. In some words, but he says one thing, tremendous foolish. If somebody will go in on shabbos to a goy shabbat, it's a friend of his. He doesn't have to pay. He doesn't carry him. Sits down on the chair. And he tells him, give me a haircut. Give me a haircut. So, according to the Taz, it's not only an Issa the Rabbanon Tamil anymore. It's Mechal Shabbos the Reis. Because usually you don't sit like a dog. So you keep on, you know, helping you. So, Mele, the mice is attributed to me. The mice, that's what the Taz says. So he says, the chumra dosli kulesh afafishim is kechodim chiteches. The kolmak and isim israelis nisayis lo al vishamati lo yisadel. Uchilu isim lochet zu shasur me garayis e vishabis yoy. Uchiyahid yuratzin e vishim el kutbiyale. Yom Yaakov espeye shigam amiket chaye. Im sigi abdoro. Shemot haatzmi lo plakipi. Vizei yefsh lishonamen. Itzim pasok tervon. Lishonamen. Kishtaniach lach lachatzpunayim lo yisadel. So the Nikudis HaKesef is Masika. So he says, but child, all that they are the Torah and Nikim. Even without you, he's even alive. But without you, he's not high balance. With you, he becomes Lashid Mais. But here, it's a Nisa Meloche. Not to be the object of Meloche. Meloche, the Mais in Meloche. The Mais in Meloche. The mice exists. So it's Messiah, it's nothing, it's not even an Israel of Rabbanon. So he says, why shouldn't it be Mutter to tell? Because the Kesef will only be Mutter, Amil, Rochid, Nashmoshes, Shabbos, Chas V'Shalom, Amil, first of all, only the Balito, Shiti is. That Amir Nochris Meloche the Raisi is Mutar Mohinzi. But all the other Shein in Achille, and the Shmoloch Paskins, only Amir Nochris Meshvuz the Mohinzi is good. But in Ashmoshe is the Mekudis HaKesef is not. Because Kol Dorosh of Meshvuz or Rebbe says, in Ashmoshe is Mutar. And the Rambam says, that it is Mohinzi. So he's Matir in Ashmoshe to tell the Goye to God of Amir. According to the Taz, it's involved in the Lochid Reis. So, of course, according to the Raide Chite, then it's not Chayach to say like the Taz. Of course, we have to say like the Shach, like in Kesakis. There are no two ways. But according to the Rambam Chite, then we can still say like the Shach. Even according to the Rambam Chite. It's true that the Kudus HaKesef emphasizes the longest, because there it's also without you also. But, it's lovely and I say, but we could say like the Shach, even according to the Rambam Shite, true according to the Rambam Shite, the way the Mishnah explained it. So the Nisa is only a Nisa of Maisako, not a Nisa, but the reason is why. He's hired because since he's done on his goal and he's Misayaya, so mainly it's attributed to him. It's Misayaya, the poetry. But we could say that's the Gabi HaKofer. But mufiya b'shabes, it's a nisa of melocha. Melocha, if you don't do the melocha yourself, so it's not a melocha. But, according to the Rambam Shite, we could argue with cogency, with good logic, like it has to. But according to the Raivet, we couldn't possibly say like it has. That's... Now, let's see. The Ritva matters.
Why is it a big sfora because I'm a soye when it's on my goof and I'm a tzachelik? Why is it a big sfora just because it's on my goof? It's nesiachas to me if I'm a soye. I still didn't do it. I mean, it's not my sfora, it's not me, just a soye.
Even in Lashon Yom, I'm not mentioning this as a raya. So, when you go to Baba, so you say, well, you can say, I'm getting a haircut, or I took a haircut, and everything. It's done on my goof. And I participate in the haircut, even though I don't cut up the hair, but I accommodate him, so then it's misyachas. That's the shit. So I mean, this is something that one should know, you know. It's maybe many, many shayas, let's say. Suppose, in other words, according to the ties, if you go to a goyish barber on Shabbos, it's not a melacha, it's a melacha d'rais. Shayya Bizhakt. Pia Sharashizal Shemazmilay Hasar. Vika Dikashale. That's the reason as to why I mentioned it here. Vika Dikashale. Hodam Rinum Sarasyon Tatumbeit. Lin Yikhal. Nochi Yisroel Beyonte. Yisroel Omitsu Pasach. Im Shayya in Dimamish. Vika Dikashale. There the Gemara's Amimah said. That Nisayeh in Imamesh, and here the same kind of Nisayeh. And here the Gemara says that he, the Nikep in Nisayeh, so he's high. So he says, so he's tutored. The Lukash, Shein, so the first verse is, Shein Kolam Sayin Shom. Nisayeh do also main Imamesh. Shederech Ha'ayin Imamesh, so he kapeach tzas. Abu Hoche, your godu, kishemazulas disar. In other words, two kinds of siyah. There is the siyah godu and the siyah godu. When the Gemara in Makkah says that Nisayeh in the Mama is, so that you are holding the eyes and closing the eyes, so that don't involuntarily, you couldn't even control it. It's the fact somebody will put drops in your eyes, you can control yourself to keep it open. It's a reflex. Machine can this, all right, it happens. But he can control himself. He can sit like a dummy. In other words, he's determined not to help him to sit like a dummy, not to move the gene, nothing. He can do it. But over this, he cannot control. So when we say, in Beitzim, say, my mamesh, if it is like a reflex that he cannot control, but Mazdin Asiris is not like a reflex. So in Mele, it's Yezhuman, so it's a bit chidash. Certain Siyurim, where it's Yezhuman, that's one guy. Then, he refers to what he said before. Now, what he said before, just one second. the rapris the man the ochel tamre bar bilav okay. Yofet pirish. Rameya the smaram rotiber. Rameya zal the after rapris the meide shani kefir levad. Uchediksiv loisachit uchedise bilisef. In other words, the rapris the even though he said man the ochel tamre bar bilav okay didn't mean that there is no yisef. As the Rambam says, according to the case of Mishneh, he's also made his lap. Why? Because Loisakifu, so Rashi explains, it's Loshen Rabbi, Loisakifu. Loshen Rabbi, not Loisakif, but Loisakifu, Loshen Rabbi. Echod Amaki, Echod Aniki. That's the reason why the Rabbi counts it as two separate lap, because it's Loshen Rabbi, Loisakifu. So when the Rambam Rukudak says, that Rabchid the Meir Shanike Bevarah, alright, so then he says, now he says, אם שייה דרוסם מימם ושדרך על מימם איץ ופתח סס אבל הוכס יוגודו כי שמזמו לעצמי בישר וכל שכים לפיום שרב נמי עזר so that means that the first terrets accords not to the שיטה from נמי well, the שיטה from נמי עזר is the שיטה of the rival so if it doesn't accord the שיטה from נמי עזר it means it accords the שיטה of the Rambam so according to the Rambam that without Yua there is no Yisa altogether. So the Yisa consists in being a Maki. There is no Yisa to be a Nike. But, and if he sits like a dummy, he's not even an Yisa. But if he's Misayeya, then the Maise is Misayeya Chesis thing. So then there is a Kasha. So how is it that he always say the Maise is Misayeya Chesis thing? And over there, Amina says, even though the Goy puts in the drops or the payment, the dye, into his eyes, so and the Jew he comes into his Misayeya, it's not Misayeya's thing. So you have to give it to him, it's two different in Misayeya's. Over there, it's like a reflex, but he has no control, so the pull is not Misayeya's. Mashinkin over here, so it is voluntary, so he has the control over it, so the pull is Misayeya's. Now he says, but according to Maram Hohenberg, that not the Nisayeya is because if there is you have then the pulley Nisyach says to the Nikkev. But he's able to love anyway. But without you are it's a love shame maize. Here it is a love shame maize. But over there, the Israel is the maize of it. And since so, he doesn't do the maize of it. The Goy does the maize of it. The Goy administers the medicine to the Foy. So the male is not, so he says, the coach came with the tail of Shabbat the nails out. She was having a little bit of love and said, yeah, you need to laugh. But the business you are is the sheep in my salute to so. The mice called to Sadlo, Kid Amun Baume, Akimas Pifi, Akimas Kiba, the mice, the Hin Pirish. So the word, so we see. But the Tas says, is a Russian Ritva. Because the first Russian Ritva says, here's the Kashin. Why is here Misayeya Yesh B'mamesh? And they are later, that's the Melech HaShabbos, all right, they're abundance, okay. But differently than me. So Misayeya Yesh B'mamesh and give the teres, because over there it's a reflex, don't have the control. So it's Yisiyu HaKot. But if there would be Yisiyu HaKot who has the control, so then Gabi Shabbos, it will also be Mamesh, for the Slav Etas. So the Tashite, is one lesson in the I think it's Friday. So, on Sunday, I'm willing now to be the Shir, the Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and I would like to finish on Atzmiya. There are many, alright. Now, Mark, it's not hard for you to take me.
No, no problem.
Will you also be able to stop off a closing book?
Shir Samach Tes Masech Shabbos by the Rosh Hashiva. 11th Shir in Perek Matzniyah Yud Aleph Tammuz Hitov Shem Mem Ches June 26, 1988
on Sunday. Somebody is mitzi and the shusarabi eich from progress mechishio.
So he's not to geres
less than the greatest, whatever the shio. So mainly he's not chayy for the ochim, but he was mitzi at mikri. So one could argue let him be mechuyer from the keil. He put chotzi greater so feichul in the pot in the vessel. So he's not chayy for the chotzi greater seichul. For being made to the best. The answer is why he was made to the best. He was interested in carrying out the best in order to accommodate the air food. Some melee, the basket becomes bottle tofu to the air, so it's butter on the basket. I made to air in Paris with the shield because he butter up a cream. Chocolate failed. It's a high in the baby carriage. And if the baby is kind, that kind of a baby that we apply the law of Chanisus Atme, we'll soon discuss what is the gedda of Chanisus Atme. So male is potter on the baby, so he's potter on the carriage too, because he didn't carry out the carriage because he needs the carriage. He carried out the carriage as a vehicle for the baby. And so the carriage becomes tofu to the baby.
What if he did need the carriage?
Oh, so then the Mishnah is cousin. So, Shaklit failed. As a high bimito, Potter al Hamito, Shamito failed. As a mes bimito, high. Why? Because this Mishnah called with a good, Rosh Hashem Tzricha Rufo is high. He called Reb Shimon,
it's
a mes, it's Potter, it's Rosh Hashem Tzricha Rufo. But, according to Rabbi Mochin Tzurkuta, it's chayev, so mele is chayev when he carries out the mess in the mitzvah. V'chein kazayis min ha-mess. V'kazayis min ha-mele, v'chadosho min ha-sheret, chayev. Because he's chayev and v'kazayis min ha-mess. Because it's the v'chosh v'kazayis min ha-mess. V'Rav Shimon Peter. Now since Rav Shimon is Peter for the mess itself, so it's better for the mito too, because the mito is subservient, it's awful to the mess, Rashi. As a high mito b'chayim and b'chayim ha'otzor say, do make l'atzmei v'nei se'atzmei. So Rashi explains the aloha b'chayim is his atzmei. Because he likens himself b'chayim. V'chayim kazayim is b'na mes chayim v'nei tzim. They will be tame with so new toy, will be tame with it so you should be. We are to ask me not to me. We have seen and paid out with my sholem. That Lohosh in Trigli group for the whole Lohosh in Trigho El Lissalcomo, the group for Lissalcomo. I'm Lohosh in Trigli group for the Birzini Libo and Libo and Toyo. Ilka Lamach Machebet, so we have seen and so Rashi emphasizes. Why is Lohosh in Trigli group for? Because it's not Mitzvah that he would have preferred that there shouldn't be less. Well, but it cannot be understood so simply. I mean, so many things, let's say if somebody takes out a medicine, a penicillin tablet, so he would have, because he has money. So he would have preferred if he didn't have pneumonia, he wouldn't have to bother with the medicine. Would anybody say, according to Rashi, since he would have preferred not to have to take a medicine, so he's not and so forth. But under the circumstances, he needs the medicine. So Rashi cannot be understood literally, I mean, because he would have preferred if he didn't have to take out the medicine. So then, he gave us up. So many, many things. He's not high. He would have preferred he wouldn't have to resort to it. All the medical equipment and everything is a new deporter. I mean, that's inconceivable. So Rashi is not to be understood literally. We'll discuss it in the connection of cases of opportunity. Alright. Tana Rabbono na mei teichlin tishio im bikli chayev alo klin u poter ala kli. So if somebody is mei teichlin tishio, so if he is mei tiet in a pot, so he's chayev alo klin u poter ala kli. Because the kli is bodily gabi de ochlin. So in other words, since he's bodily gabi de ochlin, so the kli is not the bachoshev. Yes, the bachoshev, not the bachoshev, is not to be determined whether in general it's the bachoshev. Even if in general it is the biggest of bachoshev. But in this itzoy, it's not choshev. Because in this itzoy, the kele, it has no chshivas for it. It's only taken out to accommodate the echo. So maybe it's not Levachosh. That's the aloha of but. In other words, it's not Levachosh. So I may take from Gishir in the Kli, Chayva Rochum, but like but if it is not Gishir, so then he's not Chayva Nochlin, and the Kele, even though it has the Shir, it's not the Bachoshu, because in this itzoy it has no chivas in itself. It's only to accommodate there. But the imo yukri tzorichle, if he needs the kele per se, not only to accommodate the echlin, so then chay rahoak. Shema mino, echel shin zesi chele, belem echot chayev shtayim. And there is imore, is the more in Eisir's May in Chul. So there is one alternative in the more that according to Sumches, of course, there's no doubt that L'Haloche, so Eichon Shnezei Sechile Be'al Mechod is Chayvon L'Achas, because it's one Shgogo. In other words, what does it mean Eichon Shnezei Sechile Be'al Mechod? It means he ate a Chdichel Peruah on the table, were several chatiches, and he didn't know that these chatiches were chet. He thought it was shomer. So he ate Sunday morning one chatiche, Sunday afternoon he ate another chatiche. He's the same shgogo. So later, he knew it was chelet. He didn't know that chelet is osa. And because of that, so he ate Sunday morning the chatiche chelet, and Sunday
night.
So it's one. So even if he handled chatiches, he'll eat. But in one halal, in one shgogo, so he's only chayv one chas. But the more he has one alternative in chum, the tzumches is chayv. The tzumches holds, or eichel shniz is achile, ber mechot chayv shtay. So the more he wanted to say, shmamino, eichel shniz is achile, ber mechot chayv shtay, like tzumches. And the tzumches shiti is like it. Tzumches shiti is like it. But this Gemara is very, very strange. It's very, very difficult. And let's say that according to Sumches, Eichel Shnez is Echile, the El Mecho is Chayv Shtay. So that's only if you eat Sunday morning, one Kadai is Echile, it's only if you don't eat Kadai Echile. The Gemara says, the tree says, that the Zapliye has the capacity of two Gzeis. But it goes without saying, suppose somebody will swallow, with one stroke, will swallow two tzeis. So will Sumches say that it's chayv shtei chatoyes?
No.
It's one mice aveira. Only when there are two mice. So then, possibly the Sumches holds it's chayv shtei chatoyes. Even though it's one halal, one stroke. But when it's one mice aveira, then of course it goes without saying they come to everybody is only chayv one chatos. Here it's one ma'ase. So here he's made the eichlin in a kele and he saw the kele itself too. In other words, he needs the pot in order to use it for other things. He needs the pot to put in certain things. And he needs it also as a vehicle for
the kill.
For the echlin. So mele, it's two choice. He choy and the echlin, And so and the part, so it's like so it's one mice, and the council, it's one mice. So Mele, why should be hive to Hatois? What does it do with this? Machleki Sumchas and the Chacham? So the Rashbot, the Misha Rashbot, very strong cash. So the Rashbot gives it very simple character. Of course, it goes without saying that even according to Sumchas, the Sium of Sumchas always, the way of state is a fair and a Nachot, is Chayef Shtechatois, so it's only when there are two Achilles, but one help. But if he swallowed, two Xeis Echelet, the Vasachas, so then it's Chayef only one. Why? Because then it's only one Maisaveh, not two Maisaveh. Why? There is a separate. The Torah asks Achilles. Less than a Kazayis is not Achilles. But more than a Kazayis is Achilles. So it doesn't make any difference in the same Maisaveh whether he swallowed one Kazayis or it swallows two Xeis. Let's say, suppose he has a Kazayis, he can swallow 10 Xeis. So it's still only one Maisaveh. Because if one mice, Mashiach can hear, even though it's one mice, but with one act, he's made it two objects. He's made it the Echlin and
he's made it
the Kele. And the Kele is sort of Atzme. He's not only as a vehicle for the Echlin. So maybe they make any difference whether two mice or one mice. But we got the Kele, if it's one mice, so it's one mice out there, but here it's two mice out there. So in other words, so that's a big critic. In other words, if the person, let's say, will be made, let's say, in a bag, will be made in a bag, let's say, doesn't argue. So it's one act, although it's not. Through the bag, by carrying the bag, he doesn't argue. So how many mice are there so they there? One night for the bag, you'll not be able to eat it because it's bottled to the oranges. But you'll be able not one mice are there, actually 12 mice are there. That's what the Rashba says, because the Gemara says here that it's according to Sumchas. Seeing the Sumchas hold by it, that he's higher, so here when he carries out an echo in the kele and he saw it in kele, so it's chayv shtayim. So it's a raya that if somebody makes it, doesn't argue in a bag, so he'll be there 12 mice are there, not one mice are there from. Now let's see a Rosh and Rashi. So it's chidish. I mean, it's not that it's difficult to stop a horse like that. But it's muchach from this Gemara. We could say the other way too. So there is no machlekes on it. So see, the Gemara mefareshes. See. Omar Abshay says, "Hochet Ma'asdin." No raya that from this Mishnah, this Mishnah holds that Eichel Shni is a chile b'Mechot Chayv Shtayim. Hochet Ma'asdin, given Shishogak al Eichelin. The easy dalakli. Rashi. No, it's a put alakli, she's a little. ואם יצורך דו, נשתם לביטת מצחי, למה כשמציא שם חייב על כל אחד ואחד, כי איכד אם החייב להתאר, תאתר תיצור הסבר מאחד. זה היה הרגע שאין פסאנס. Because here it's also like two separate mice, what different does it make? Two separate mice are better than each other. She showed up all the echo, the echo in the easy talk, Lee. Well, my higher big tone, and he said, so according to Fish Steret, when Mishnah says, higher of all the Lee, so it means he's higher, hotter spot for the echo, and he's higher than he said, let's say there was a sway and so on. So for the Caleb, he needs the Caleb person. So the Sameach mentions from this Raya, he mentions all the Shalmet, they discuss them, but he mentions Raya from this Gemara, that the Gabi Chi of Chatos, we don't apply the Aloche of Komun the Rabbi. There is Aloche of Komun the Rabbi, and Shemani Shachas, and Chaydei, and the Chaydei, and Shemstei, and Shemstei, Shem Stavish is. So maybe the price to call Moses. So there are Yerushalmi mentions. Yerushalmi, Yerushalmi is going to be. So he says, it's not in the Fresh Asiyah. That we gabi call, we don't apply the Aloha and Shem Adish Achas at Mechaylei, at Mechay Stavish is. Why? Because call is Kapore and there is a Gemara in Tzohar. That where it's Kapore, so we don't apply the Aloha of Komun the Rabbi. It's not Vish. It's not rich. It's kapor. Anyway, the short alechon is likely maskeva rabashe va'afala kli kotone. So the expression af implies that it's the same chiyu, but according to Rav Sheshes, it's not the same chiyu. In other words, for the echon is chayev chatos, for the kele is chayev nise. So the expression af is not appropriate. אלא מרבש, אם ששורן בזה ובזה, בני דלי, ויחוזה בני דלי, ובפיוקטה דרב יחד ורב שימן בן לוקי, ואיזה מחלקס עם כל גודל, אסתו ביטוי רב יחד ורב לוקי, ואיזה ידיעס את מחלקס, אין ידיעס את נת מחלקס, אז רב יחד נסז ידיעס מחלקס, אין Shloki says it is in the Chal case, of course. If one eats two Kzeisim Chet, two separate offerings, the Helen Echot, so it's Chayef, because according to Rabban, goes about saying, it's only Chayef one Chatos, because it's one is Gogo, one Helen. But suppose he eats a Kzeis Chet on Sunday. Then he eats another Kzeis Chet on Monday, the same is Gogo. Then, on Tuesday, he finds out that the Kazai Schirr he ate on Sunday was Schirr. But he did not find out as yet that the Kazai Schirr he ate on Monday was also Schirr. So he thought, only the Kazai Schirr, the Chticha he ate on Sunday was Schirr. But the Chticha he ate on Monday was Schirr. Then on Wednesday, he finds out that the Chticha he ate on Monday was also Chet. Now since by Korban the idea is Mechayev, it's not just the Mitzvah. If he doesn't know, so how can he bring the Korban? No. As long as he does, he's not cognizant of the fact that he ate, he was Eivei Abishayik and Yisrael of Kores B'mezi, for the meaning of which there is Kores, so then he's not in Mechayev, so the idea is in Mechayev. In other words, there are two things are mechayvim of the Kor, the Maisa Beira itself, and the finding out that it is Maisa Beira is mechayvim. So Meila, since there were separate ideas, separate mechayvim, so Meila mechayvim two chatos. That's what Meila, who says ideas mechayvim. The Shloki says ideas in the mechayvim. In mechayvim. So Rashi says, according to Rashi, that the Kasha of Gemara was, how can Rashi say that the Chayv HaFalakli has left us the case who are Shora Kalech Midatalakli, so it's Chayv Chatos on the Echlin, and Nisei on the Kele, but it says up, so it's Mashma in the same thing. So Rav Ashi gives another test. In other words, that the Mishnah does not have reference to the case of Sholak HaLeich in Bizet HaLakli, but the Mishnah is reference to the case where he was a Sheik and the Ichlin and on the Kli, and he was sorry quickly. So, but he found out on the Ichlin, let's say, on Sunday, that he was either a Tzoye in connection with the Ichlin, but on the Kli, he didn't find out. How is it that he didn't find out before? If he has any common sense, so he should know. Well, maybe he doesn't even remember that it was made today. He forgot. He has to remember. So he was made to Shabbos, the Shabbos, an orange in the bag, and he was sorry to the bag. But then on Sunday, somebody told him, you know, you are made to an orange, and it's a melacha pitzoyah. But he didn't remember that he was meiti at midday. And then one day somebody told him, no, you are meiti not just an orange by itself, midday, whatever. So there are two ideas, separate ideas. Some melee is higher of our care. And so why did Gemara say, Ubi klukte de rabeich, Ubi klukte de rabeich, Ubi klukte de rabeich, Die Klugste war abgetan im Maschischnech in den Schobbing. Die Klugste war mir schlocken, die Füge, die es mir kauft ist, die Füge Karl Godel, die Füge nahm Rapschisch, Rabatschoche. Rapschisch ist der Murkeljoche. And he has to apply to the case of Shalakal Ezel. And in Rakli, so then there will be a difficulty with the Loshna. Why can't he give the same terrors as Rabashi? Because Rav Sheishes couldn't give the same terrors as Rav Ashi, because Rav Sheishes said three Zulf Mishlokish, that Yedias is not Mechalis. So mainly he was forced to give that terrors, even though there is a slight echad, because of the Torah. Rav Ashi, he had given to Rav Yechanan some mainly, he can simply explain the Loshna Mishneh by applying it to the case of Shah Bazel Bazel Benigale, the Chazal Benigale. He said, Rakti, Yifle can be used in the Chalke, the Peri Kong Godo. Yifle can name Rav Sheish, the Rabbah Sheoche. Rav Sheish, the Mukloche, the Sova, the Yidiyas, the Chalke, the Rabbah Sheh, the Sova, the Yidiyas, the Chalke. Now let's see the taste test. This is the friend, that's a now. Then we learn the taste test. And it's a good one day. וקלוקת רביך המשלוק איש פיריש חייב שיחתו איש רביך אני גשנית עלי לכל אבני עלי דידיס מכל קייס ומשלוק איש אחר שנסחפת עלי עלי יעלה חוד נאמר דיבור says that even of משלוק איש who says that he is in the מכל קייס but kapores he searched in the מכל קייס in other words he ate תחתיך עוד חילב on Sunday he ate תחתיך עוד חילב on Sunday and the Yishay, and the Yitachtichot Chilev, on Monday, the synagogue. And then, on Tuesday, he found out that the Chichay on Sunday was Chilev, but he didn't find out as yet that the Chichay on Monday was Chilev. Then on Wednesday, he found out that the Chichay on Monday was also Chilev. So, Shloki says, any day is Pachal, this is only Chayev, one Chayev. Only if he did not as yet bring the call, but suppose on Tuesday he finds out that the Chichay ate on Sunday was Chilev and he brought the call. Then on Wednesday, after he brought on Tuesday afternoon the call, so he found out Wednesday morning that the Chichay ate Monday was also Chilev. Then even the Shlokish is made that he's not going to Chapos, because Kaporis is certainly in the house. So taste this, he's chilek on Rashi. Rashi says that the Gemara says in the Teretz that Rav Sheish is also, I mean that Rav Sheish is, even the Maskona of the Gemara applies it to the case of Sholak HaLeich, the Rakhli, why can't he apply it to the case of Shorak Bazel Bezer Beni Yalei, because he holds Yibiyas in Chalakis, David says, so what? Let him apply it to the case of Shoran Bazel Bazel, be made a lay. Aleichlin, they become Aleichlin, because of the made a lay, so he's Mechuyiv to bring another carbon. So David says, Imachaname, this is what Gemara says. So, Ubishlofis, Abashin's Chapa, Mila Alachal. Upeish hakuntos in Yehudi, b'nei v'lesa rafshin, shesigiyus v'chal kez, b'komo kim yami b'nei v'lei aloechot, aloechot b'shef for kipeh. So, but it would be better b'nei v'lei aloechot, but you can't say it, you can give us echot, it means the other one. So b'shef kipeh, b'kapol, kul almach, l'mechal. Alright, now let's go over the tastes. That's a gimu on the base. That's a very important taste. So how can the Rapsheshi say that it means Chayav Alakli means skill? But after all, he uses af. Alright, he uses af. The Gemara asks the Kashi, but how does Rapsheshi explain. In other words, in the current Rashi Pshat, it means that for Eichlin is higher Chatos, for Kele is higher Skile. So it's not Mashmal that the Mishnah all of a sudden here talks of the Chiyuv Skile when it is talking of Chatos. And even now in this case, since of Paris they are concerned, so it's Chatos. So all of a sudden, the Skile holds. So how is that better? No, the answer is Rashi. As a matter of fact, the Rashbam could. So he says Kishora Kalakelin Bizitalaichon Veloyis Robe. So the Lekebeichon Loyskile Veloyichatos. Valakli Chayichatos. So in other words, it is shogag ala keilin, and be it ala ichlim or no asroi. So for the ichlim, there is no chiyuv nisa. There is no chiyuv nisa, because without asroi, there is no chiyuv nisa. So there is only one chiyuv. And what is the chiyuv? The chiyuv is the chiyuv of chatos. The chiyuv is the chiyuv of chatos. So in Meile, it's not difficult. Only thing is, why up? Since there is only one chiyuv, so why up? Also, that's the Gemara's kasha. That's the Gemara's kasha, Rabash's kasha. The Nirali, Loi Pirish Akuntres, Loi Pirish Rashba. If she yields it be echoed in the Chayef Chatos or Hashem, she shoved be, the Lei shoved me the Osi, Kibu she yields it there. So between Rashi and Rashbam, there is no real Machlekes. It's only Machlekes in the Pshat. No Machlekes in the Din. No Machlekes in the Din. But the Din, is chilek on both and Rashi
and
Rashba. In the din, because according to Rashi and Rashba, we have a big chilek that it's possible that the person should behave to choice at the same time, and he'll be chayav v'chatos for one choice, even though in the other choice was amazing. Yes, that's inconsistent with the halacha of Shomil Yosef. What is Shomil Yosef? Morris says, in her years, Shomil Yosef implies that you can move it. Let's say, one is addicted to eating all the time. But be amazed. But one time, he happens to be ignorant of the identity of a certain thing. He thought that it was Shomil. But would it make any difference? He made a mistake. He eats every day, 10 times a day. He eats chayav. But it just happened, he didn't know a certain chayav also. He thought it was shem. So, and the ate it. So now he is, when he finds out, he didn't know it was shtubah and so on. But he cannot bring a call because he's not shabbat yos. Shabbat yos means that his kova was done under such circumstances that had he been informed at the time of my Savera of his mistake, he would have refrained, he would have become deterred from doing it by something. But if he's an addict who always eats chaylab amazing, and so, but one time he happened to be shaved, so even if he had been reminded by the people who observed him eat the chaylab, listen, that's not human. That's chaylab, what would he have said? So what? You know that I always eat chaylab. So he's not chopping yours. He has to be the avera, be shaved under such circumstances that had he been reminded at the time I sat there, he would have refrained. But if it is done under such circumstances that we know, even if he had been reminded at the time I sat there, he would not have refrained in some melee. He cannot bring the call. So here too, he's not chopping yours. Since that person is not makpit on the Yisrael Rashas. Go right. Amazing. He was made to the Caleb. Amazing. He knew he was either an Yisrael Rashas. Doesn't care for this escape. Some melee, even if he had been reminded of the Yishgori mistake and God to the Eichlin, would he have refrained? No, of course not. He didn't refrain on account of the Kayla that was made, so it's not tremendous. That seems to be very strong. So it's a kasha against Rashi and against Rashi. Now let's see, how do we do it? Being here with the Lord, Pesach, and the Pesach, and the Bam, Yuxi, Zid, Biach, and the Chayv, Chathos, Hashem, Yishi, Shogad, Ben, Yoloi, Yishom, Yossi, Yuxi, Zid, Biach, and the Bam, Yuxi, 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 ויוכה פירש דיברה יצא עמי צייכלין כי שיעו בכלי חייב סקילה על היכלין כי שיעו ישרדי על היכלין הוא פוטר על הכלין ישרדי של כלי so he says that if he's made צייכלין כי שיעו בכלי חייב סקילה על היכלין כי שיעו ישרדי על היכלין הוא פוטר על הכלי אם היסרו בישום כלי, because the כלי is tough. ואם הוא יצור יכלי כלי, in other words, the whole thing, so, ואם יצור כלי כלי חייב סקילה, אף אם היסרו בישום כלי, but if he was זוקוק to the כלי itself, not just to accommodate the יכלי. So then, חייב סקילה, אף אם היסרו בישום כלי, ופוריו ואפר הכלי קטון למה שחייב שתיים all right, you understand the sheet of the report what's the sheet of Rashi and Rashba it seems like a very strong Rashi from the end of the garden, Tuna Abba, Mia Moretz, Prat Limun. In other words, the Torah says Mia Moretz, that's in the parish of Kolt. So, the Chumash maybe not really know. Are you called Kolt? Thank you. Sarah. Yeah. Vayit Kol Daled, Pasuk Kol Zayin. Nefesh Achas Techto Vishkogo, Nam Horetz, Vaseitso Achas, Vayitzvei Sanishem, Ashaloy Seo Seno Vosh. So Mamo, so, Mora said, and Kami says, Pratlum, in other words, if he's the Mumaya, so then, he's not, it doesn't really call. In other words, he did it under circumstances that are not done. What do you mean not done? Not done by Tzadikim, not done by him.
By experts.
Like this person, this specific person. Why? Because had he known of the mistake, he would have done it, but he did it because he didn't know. Shashon is a seven is God worship. Hashoki the Osim in Koma Jugos. Lay shall be the Osim in Lay the Koma Jugos. Jugos. So in other words, Tanakama learns it out that the Mumra cannot bring the Koma because Mamora is part of the Mumra. And Rav Shimon says because he's not showing the Osim if he's in it. So the Mumra is the Kashi, my benign. What's enough to mean? So both agree that the Mumra, if he eats Chayla Vishvogel, during the night, one learns it out from Amoretz and one learns it out from Asher Yoy Siyo Seno. So in other words, Shoki Yosef in the home, in Shoki Yosef in the home. So at first, Rav Amunia gives the Teretz, but then the Gemara is Deichet that Teretz of Amunia. Then the Gemara says, El Hoche, Deichel Nebeo Ritiom, Mishalofle Bishumen Vyochle Kamifle. Marshal Akim built up in Ochri, the Maisy, you know. Marshal Akim, the Ashka, the Taylor, the Ochri, Sura, and Labmono. So Rashi, so the Morris says, in our community, the comment of Shimon is in regard to a Munay Hongus, but whenever he has a Taylor, he's not Lachas. Lachas will not eat. In other words, he's the type of a person, if he doesn't have a heter, he'll eat chayav also in order to satisfy his appetite. But if he has on the table a bill with the same convenience, chayav and chumen, he's not going to lachas and eat. He's not going to eat the if he has chumen, the alternative of eating chumen. But, and here there was a situation, he had on the table two chatechas, chelev and chumen. But he made a mistake. He thought that the chelev was the chumen, and the chumen was the chelev. So he ate the chelev. So had somebody reminded him, even though he is an addict, so Rashi explained his powers, even though he is an addict, but the circumstances were such that since on the table there was chilev and chumen, if somebody had reminded him of his mistake and would tell him, this is chilev and this is chumen, then he certainly would have refrained from eating the chilev. Why should he? Because he has the possibility of eating the chumen. Some melee showed me the awesome years. So according to Rav Shimon, he bring the call. Machine can call the to it's a special Allah in Muna. Can I bring it home? In Muna is. This is how Rashi is done. Now let's see. The Amorah can be called Mikol Amorah, but the Muna, she can come to Yode. And Allah can become the Lord of the Ovid. In Chayli was a bad tailor, or Chol Chaylev. Um Vele, Mishal, Mezecher, Bishumen. We all call it Shabbat Shumen, who come to the Ovid. Um Shumen, Ali Chaylev, who wait till I could come. Tanikam Savaki will tell more of the amazing Mumel, when he came to me or they can bring it on. Rakshim Rabbi is Savaki, maybe in Mashka, Katera Loch in Sure, Shabli Yosik, Finnabi, the Lord Mumel, come in your day. And Rashik Shat seems very reason. However, the Mir in Hail is his Chelikan Rash. And he explains it just that isn't. Rash, where is Rash explains it? That according to the Kameh that it's told in the Shem Umer, some male indicates where he's an addict to Tiyom, but not Lehachis, And here there was a case where he had an opportunity to do that here. Some Mele Shemumayez. But according to Mandomar, he's told him something he was saying so. That depends upon the situation. Whether in that particular situation, would he be deterred had he been informed of a mistake? So here, he's an addict, he's a woman. But if he had been informed of his mistake, he would have refrained from eating. So maybe he's considered chomidos. The meaning says just the reverse. According to the Tanakhame, that it's halacha of Mumer, the term Mumer is not a bachoch of being a korban. So Mumer means one who is ready to eat, even in case where there is no temptation. No temptation. But even when he has an opportunity to eat heter,
he'd rather eat seer.
Not rather, but I mean, he doesn't care. So then he has a shem mumer. Mashinki, if a person will never eat a chilek, if he has an opportunity to eat heter, but he'll only eat chilek if it will involve suppressing his temptation, so then he doesn't have a shem mumer. In other words, the speech chilek. That means, in order to have a shem mumer, he has to be addicted to the avera, even in the case where there is no temptation to curb the avera. So one thing is even the mere made in the garden from Shabu Faresye. So then the mere also be made. The teaching with somebody from Shabu Faresye, Faresye even with your singer, certain Jews, when the doesn't interfere with their business and they're making money.
So no, whole Shabbos.
But if it's necessary in order to make money, they'll do it even in the presence of 10 Jews. I mean, so then, yes, you know,
they say you gotta make a living.
So that even the meal will end. So it's a special aloha. It's a special aloha than Chal Shabbos. Just a very special aloha. But it's all a very special machine, you know, other insulin, according to the Miri, if he's addicted to the oven, but where there is heter, he will not do it, he doesn't have a shamuma. Muma means an addict. But if he does it because he doesn't control his appetite, so there are many people, you know, who don't control their appetite. Some people don't control a very big temptation, but a slight temptation they do control, and some give in the yield to every temptation, the slightest temptation. But the shemumer is mufti, cannot have shemumer. So, alright, that we understand. In other words, the miri is chilek and rashi and two alochas. One aloch is in regard to the shemumer. So according to Rashi, if somebody is addicted to a certain mixer, just with the oven, he still has a shemuna. According to Miri, he does not have a shemuna. We understand the Miri's language. That's not difficult. But then we have another machlek between Rashi and Miri. In regard to Shomni Vyos, so according to Rashi, if he's the type of a person who only reads chilev when it's necessary for the gratification of his appetite. So, but when he has heter available, he will not eat chilev. And in a certain situation where he had heter available, but he didn't know that he had it. So then he ate it. So he's considered shomid yosei. Ashes long this we understand very well. Because shomid yosei has to be determined on the basis of the specific situation of the case. That specific situation, he would have become deterred had he been advised of his mistake, so he shamed the other. But what's the shita of the meal? So we see the meal as a different shita. Now there are certain people, you can't explain it. It's strange, besides that it's negative at all, or it's strange, it's bizarre. But there are certain people. I know certain people.
Financial.
When there are certain people, let's say, will come to shul. I mean, everybody knows that certain people.